Welcome back to Tomer Devorah. We're up to the...
I feel bad.
What? Let's feel bad.
I feel good.
It could be 100 people. First of all, you should feel good, you're the only one. Second of all, it could be 100 people out there listening. And 100, maybe one or two. Also worth it. And even for one. The Mishnah Perkei Avos says if 10 people learn Torah, 5 people learn Torah. It says if 2 people learn Torah, so how do you know the Shekhinah is there? It says a pasuk, if one person learns Torah, the Shekhinah is still there. So we have 2 learning Torah.
I can't sleep.
So
I can't. Blur both.
Oh, okay. It's okay. I won't be offended.
Besides, I've had an opportunity to look at a lot of the Torah Cafe videos of you.
Of me?
Yeah. Or it's the Torah. It's, I don't know what the...
The Torah Mitzion. Yeah, the video voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, last week.
You put me on an email list.
Oh, they did? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not want to be?
It's fine.
Oh, okay.
So I got a big insight into who you are.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay, so let's get... shall we?
Yeah.
Great. So we're up to the fifth mitzvah of Lo Hechazik La'ad Apo. That he does not hold on to his anger forever. So, the Tomer Devorah, and we'll see, this is actually, I think, a very relevant piece for some current events, which maybe we'll get to by the end of the piece. So, it starts like this. Zumida Acheres. This is a new Mida, because all the prior Midos have been... Right. Different measures of forgiveness. So now we're sort of changing gears. And it's obviously within the realm of Rachamim, because these are the Midos of Rachamim, but it's a slightly different track. She'afilu ha'adam machzik b'chet. Because even if a person does not repent and he holds on to his sin, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzik af, God will not hold on to that anger that he has at the person for sinning. V'im machzik, and if he will hold on to it for a little bit, lo la'ad, it will not be permanent. Meaning there's two mitzvos here. That's if a person continues to sin, first, God won't continue to be angry. God might be angry with the initial sin. And second, even if God does remain angry with a person for a period of time, it will not be forever. Even if the person continues to sin.
This is an interesting thing, because if you consider Hashem to be, you know, this great being, where he could divide himself into all these multiple personalities, so to speak.
In what sense? In terms of from one perspective, he can remain angry, while from the other perspective, not being angry?
Yeah, simultaneously.
Uh-huh.
But if we consider him to be more like...
One holistic...
One person. In that sense.
Right.
In that sense. Not being...
Right. Well, right. Well, the truth is I think generally we think of... You know, obviously, you know, we don't believe that there are parts to God. That's one of the... You know, 13 fundamental principles of the Rambam, but there are certain aspects. You know, there are different aspects of Hashem. That's sometimes what the different names of Hashem refer to. You know, the different aspects of the one being. So it is theoretically possible.
I think it could be partitioned into so many different.
Right.
You can take care of 2 million people.
Right.
Simultaneously with
Absolutely.
You, I'm going to remain angry for a month until you change your ways.
Right.
And then everything will be fine, but with you, it's going to be 5 minutes until
Well, certainly within different people, we believe Hashem could be angry at one person and happy, just like a human being, Mahabdil. Right? I could be very angry at my boss and very happy at my son. That's right? That's easy to understand.
At the same time.
Right. Now, what's more complicated, although it exists, is sometimes I could be angry at my son, even though I love him very much. Right? Those seem, might be two opposite
emotions. So I would
emotions.
Think more that Hashem's anger would be specific and not drawn out. I'm going to be angry at everybody.
No, it's true.
I'm just PO'd at right. the world.
No, absolutely. We're talking, let's say, at one specific person. You have one sinner.
God's angry at this sinner.
Right, let's talk.
He's not going to be angry at this sinner.
No.
And he's not going to be angry.